So, I think they come from many different places and practices that I do since many years already. And some readings on vocal techniques and breathing techniques. So there is actually a mix of, I would say, Tai Chi and Qigong, as well as ballet, like classical dance. I've been training in classical dance since I'm 3 years old, and I was training until I was 16 very intensively. And through my deconstruction, actually, of my understanding or my what how I learned to dance and to understand dance, I've also come to questioning the silenced body of the dancer, and to think about the way the body of a ballet dancer moves, which actually like the whole way the body should be held is mostly closing pathways for the voice and for breathing, or allowing only a very like small thin breath. And I like to combine arm movements that comes mostly from the chest and from the shoulders, with opening of the lungs, of the rib cage, of the back, of the belly, curving the spine, there is also this book I sometimes train with. It's called "Freeing the Natural Voice" by Christine Linklater, and it's there are a lot of exercises that are developed by Christine Linklater in this book that should help to free the pathway of the path of the voice through the body, through visualization of internal images, and internal scan of the body, of the skeleton, of the organs, of the muscles. And so I guess it kind of comes all mostly from there. And also, when I say Tai Chi and Qigong, it's also really deeply rooted in the idea of the body as a canal between the earth and the sky, where through which the energy passes. And the foot are always very rooted on the floor. It's always standing with the knees lightly bent, and nothing blocked in the body. And some very circulatory movements. So I guess it's kind of a combination of all these things, of internal images, of release and contractions. It could also maybe come from Gram, it's a dance technique, modern dance technique. And yeah, I guess that's mostly it. And then maybe also like the way I asked the performer to project the voice also to the space. That's also a lot for me to do with echoes, echolocations, listening, practices of listening to sounds, to silence, and so on. So actually, like, yeah, the main, how to say, instructions I gave were to stay standing, to not try to make certain specific kind of sounds or movements that look like something or that are weird or special or unknown, but actually to really try to be connected in the moment and to be in an in-between place between kind of passive and active, between being a viewer and the maker somehow, to look for a kind of call and response and a dialogue. And I feel like that's kind of the most important things to me. And then to maybe think about the arms and the hands and the fingers about as something that's actually moving the sound, like making it like move through space, shaping it, cutting it, and so on.